This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Talks on resolving the logjam over Brexit continue. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
One of the most intense days in the long-running Brexit trade negotiations has started with little good news about any progress, with Britain and the EU seemingly still stuck on the same issues that have dogged the standoff for months. The EU's Michel Barnier held a pre-dawn briefings of the 27 member states to see if a deal is still possible with London ahead of the January 1 deadline. But there's no news of a breakthrough, while Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney says Barnier's message was very downbeat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The EU Monday took on powers to punish human rights abusers anywhere in the world, though the new sanctions regime would only take effect with unanimous approval by member states. Foreign ministers approved the EU Action Plan on Human Rights and Democracy, which would be used in cases such as torture, slavery, or systematic sexual violence. The new framework would allow the EU to identify rights abusers and freeze their assets in Europe and ban them from traveling to the bloc. But there must be serious violations, and the final decision is left to the discretion of member states. A car bomb attack wounded at least 35 people, including women and children, in Afghanistan's Kandahar region early Monday. Provincial officials said the attacker used a mini truck to carry out the assault near police headquarters. 15 civilians became victims of the attack, along with several police officers. Afghanistan's intelligence agency and the National Directorate of Security and the district police chief. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States, the European Union, and more than a dozen Latin American countries said Monday they would not recognize the results of a parliamentary election in Venezuela, which saw allies of President Nicolas Maduro win a majority. Just a third of eligible voters participated in Sunday's election. The Electoral Council said early Monday, less than half the turnout rate in the previous congressional elections in 2015. The opposition had boycotted the vote, calling it a farce meant to consolidate a dictatorship. With COVID-19 vaccine perhaps just days away in the United States, the hardest hit country in the world, health officials warn Americans this is still no time to let their guard down. Cases has more.
FDA scheduled to take up a request Thursday to authorize emergency use of Pfizer's vaccine. That begin just days later, but initial supplies will be rationed, and shots are not expected to become widely available until the spring. So health experts like Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, say only we can save us from this current surge by wearing masks and social distancing. The virus is blamed for over 280,000 deaths in the U.S. Yesterday, 2,254 people died, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins. I'm Julie Walker.
Monday, Greece extended its coronavirus lockdown measures to January 7th, citing the slow impact of restrictive measures announced a month ago. The shutdown affects schools, restaurants, clubs, courts, and most professional sports. There's also a ban on travel between geographical regions. Incoming travelers must self-quarantine for 10 days. Universal Music Publishing Group has acquired Bob Dylan's entire catalog. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
How much did Universal Music pay? Entire 60-year collection of songs. Financial terms were not disclosed, but it was a lot. Dylan's catalog includes classic songs like The Times They Are A-Changin', Blowin' in the Wind, Tangled Up in Blue, and Like a Rolling Stone. For comparison, Michael Jackson's estate sold the last half share of his catalog 4 years ago for $750 million. Dylan has sold more than 125 million records. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Crowds of people forced to relocate by Sudan's Darfur conflict protested Monday against the fast-approaching end to a long-running peacekeeping mission in the ravaged region. The United Nations Security Council and African Union recently signaled that their joint peacekeeping mission in Darfur, known as UNAMID, would be wound up in December.